You're listening to Engage with Andy Bush. To connect with the program today, please send an email to andrew.bush@comcast.net. That's andrew.bush@comcast.net. Now, back to this week's program.
Welcome back to Engage with Andy Bush and our monthly nonprofit show. This show can be found on iTunes by downloading the free podcast app and searching for Engage with Andy Bush. Now, this show appears not only on Voice America, but also on andrewbush.com. CEO of LM Dietlin & Associates, Lisa Dietlin, is my co-host, and I'm always so pleased to have Lisa on.
Oh, we have a lot of fun, and we learn a lot of new things every month, Andy.
Absolutely, and we've got a great guest right now. In this segment, we are joined by Julie Youngquist, Executive Director of Streetwise, an organization that works with homeless people in Chicago. They can be found at streetwise.org. Julie, welcome to Engage.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Good morning, Lisa and Andy.
No problem. Hey, tell us about Streetwise. How does your organization work with homeless people in Chicago?
So Streetwise is a dynamic, innovative organization that actually empowers people back to work. And we do this in a number of ways. First, through our Streetwise magazine. Every week we publish a magazine with socially conscious, Chicago-centric content that we then sell to our vendor force for 90 cents. The vendors purchase this magazine, then go out to locations throughout the city, and then sell the magazine for $2. So they actually make $1.10 per magazine. This is their job, they're Streetwise vendors, and this is the social enterprise that is at the root of Streetwise.
Wow.
So how did it, that is a fascinating model. I've got about a gazillion questions, but the first one is, how did it get started? I mean, where did this idea come from?
This idea came from a group of businessmen and women who were, down in the loop, seeing a lot of homeless people and looking for a creative and innovative way to make an impact. There are actually 140 street papers around the world, about 70 here in the United States, and we were the third magazine to get started. We actually started as a newspaper, now we're a magazine.
Interesting. Well, I love your model because you focus on employment training, housing placement, and financial literacy. Obviously, what I love about this as somebody who's been in the markets and in business is kind of the bootstrap concept, right? You're not just giving people money. You're teaching them how to fish, right?
It's a hand up, not a handout. That's a motto that we had for a while. Absolutely, empowering people to work. The vendors, and we also have another program which I'll just touch on. But the vendors, this is their job. They're entrepreneurs. They're managing their inventory. They're managing their time. They can make as much money as they want to make. It's their choice. And some, this is a primary source of income. And for some, this subsidizes other sources of income. So it allows them to be in a different and better housing situation than they would have been had they not had this opportunity.
So I mean, obviously, you might get more applicants or more people wanting to be vendors than you can actually, fulfill that request. How do you choose? How does one become a vendor? Is there a vetting process, Julie?
You walk in the door and say, I want to be a vendor. I would actually love the problem to have more vendors than capacity. But
really?
The reality is that panhandling is also a pretty lucrative business for people, right? And so that's our, competition out on the streets is people who are just standing there and in our lingo either shaking a cup or flying a sign, they can make some decent money. So I'd love to convert more of them to Streetwise vendors.
Well, what do you tell these guys when they come in? I mean, how do you compete with the panhandlers? This is fascinating to me. I hadn't really thought about that, but obviously it makes sense. And I think most people on the street would rather, when you look at these guys, and I see them all the time in Chicago, and you want to help them, and I do, but I think for the vendor themselves, what kind of education do you give them on how to approach people?
Oh, sure. So they go through, each vendor goes through an orientation. It's a pretty extensive orientation about how to present yourself, make sure all of our vendors have badges. We give them T-shirts and aprons. They have buttons that say, this is my job, really trying to distinguish themselves, clearly from panhandlers. They actually don't approach people. they stand at their spot, and, you know, Streetwise, or, you know, people get used to seeing them there every day and will be regular supporters. We do give them some training.
So how many vendors do you on average have over the course of a year?
We have a pretty high vendor turnover. So we'll have about 300 to 350 come through. But on average each month, we have about 150 vendors who actually last year sold 275,000 magazines.
Wow. That's amazing.
Wow. Unbelievable.
I'm fascinated by this. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump on that, Lisa, but how do you reach people in need? I mean, how do you encourage these people to come in? And, I mean, is it easily accessible to get into your organization? I mean, walk us through it.
Sure. So we do outreach with some of our community partners. We'll go out to shelters. We'll go to the SROs, the single room occupancy sort of hotels, and let people know that this is an option that they have, not only to come and sell the magazine, but we also have social and supportive services. So if they need assistance with improving their housing or referrals to legal services, or maybe they need linkages to primary health care or mental health services. Mm-hmm. So we can do that. And we also have a transitional jobs program. So if people are interested in reentering the traditional workforce, we have a 2-week curriculum that we run on soft skills, but also work on building your resume and how to, you know, do mock interviews and help people get back into the traditional employment sector if that's something they're interested in doing. So we do a lot of outreach. We also have a core group of vendors who they're kind of our ambassadors in the field, and so they check in on other vendors when they're out and about, en route between selling their magazine or, you know, going about their business, but they also recruit people. So our own vendors will see, you know, somebody, you know, panhandling or seem like they're in need and say, hey, you should go up to Streetwise. Anyone who walks in can get a hot meal and hear about the array of services that we can provide them access to if they want to improve their situation.
So with all the services you're providing, Julie, which is amazing, I'm learning left, right, and center here, all the things that Streetwise does, are there enough services in the city of Chicago to meet the needs of the homeless in the area?
There are a lot of services, and there is a lot of need. I think the biggest thing that we see frustration with is the lack of housing.
Mm. Yeah. So that's the biggest one, is the lack of housing, in Chicago especially. I mean, mm-hmm. Come on, it's so darn cold here in the winter, and it starts
right.
in, like, October and then runs through, like, what, May?
June in a good year.
June.
Well, I have a follow-up question. I mean, I've also done some work with the runaway youth population. It's mm-hmm. also difficult to find housing for teens, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Does Streetwise do anything with those under 18 years old?
We don't. We're primarily an 18 and older organization. There are a lot of organizations in the city that serve the under 18 population. I would hope to not have a lot of 18-year-olds.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, that makes sense. I mean, I understand that. I guess, you know, one of the questions is there pushback, or is there an issue because when these people come in, they have to have like $10 to get 20 magazines, right, or 10 magazines of which they're going to make a dollar. Do you self-finance these guys at all, or do you help them with that?
So for new vendors,
right.
they get 15 free magazines.
Ah, okay.
So I should have said that. So they go through orientation. We give them some magazines, and they have the opportunity to go out and turn that, you know, into $20.
Mm-hmm.
And what we really try to instill is then come back, reinvest that, get more magazines, go sell more, you know, and really try to encourage and support them. And we actually give them a reduced rate for the first month as they're building their capacity to sell more magazines.
Right. Yeah, so they get 15 free and then they can make $30. That's fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you can make some decent money. We have a guy, one of our longtime vendors, who is down in the loop, and he sells about 400 magazines a week.
Holy cow.
Wow.
But it's a, I mean, he's there for 6 hours a day, Monday through Friday.
Now, would that be his primary source of income, Julie?
It's a significant source of income. He also has a couple other odd jobs, so all of that together has allowed him to be self-sufficient and have housing and have his needs met.
Wow.
That's great.
So, that is, it's absolutely amazing what you folks are doing. So is there a movie? I've heard that there's Streetwise the movie. What is that about?
There is. It was a movie that was done several years ago that just gives a really good inside look into the organization and the vendors. I can send you a copy if you would like to watch one.
That's cool, but it's on your website, right? It's on streetwise.org.
Yep. Right, for the listeners.
That's fine.
They can see it.
Listen, in just a couple of minutes we have left, walk us through, I mean, you talked about the guy that was earning $400 a week, but give us a success story, because I have a feeling that success for you guys is to have somebody start off selling it, but then to transition into full-time employment.
Yes, although I will tell you, too, though, that for a lot of our longtime vendors, this is their job. This is
great.
What they do. So I was talking with someone recently and likened it a little bit to like telling an artist to go get a job, right? So this is their job, and this is working for them, and they're happy, and they're using Streetwise as stepping stones to move from shelter to more permanent housing to better permanent housing to maybe homeownership. So the vendor program is very innovative and helps empowers people to work and make their lives the best that they can make it for themselves. But we do have success stories where we've had people come in and sell the magazine and go to school, return back to school, then get a job in a hospital, or work themselves through RN training, or learn a construction trade and move from selling the magazine to not needing to sell the magazine, or having used the magazine as a stepping stone to make their life better.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, Julie Youngquist, Executive Director of Streetwise, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Really
All right.
enjoyed our conversation.
That's great. All right, Lisa and I are going to take a quick break. And just to remind you, that was Julie Youngquist from Streetwise, and you can find them at streetwise.org. We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned for more nonprofits. You're listening to Engage with Andy Bush. We'll be right back.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go, on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.